Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We've got it done.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, multinational corporations are openly censoring nationalists, patriots, Christians, free marketers, just common sense folks that want unity and freedom, Americans. While they fund race war, social division, dozens of TV shows and movies a month coming out where white people are hunted down and murdered. CNN says if you believe in the nation existing, you're a Nazi. True authoritarianism is here. It's making its move against the country. And yes, President Trump, in many ways, is doing a good job opposing it, but he's not defending the people from this type of garbage. He came out and exposed the hunt and said it's designed to get people killed en masse. They didn't release the film. Didn't censor it. Just pointed out it was going to get mass killings going. So now they've just got all these other movies coming out basically under the same name, with Jews hunting down the evil Christians, I guess. That's the show. We just broke down the articles up on InfoWars.com. New Amazon show features white people wearing red MAGA hats being hunted as Nazis. Series starts Al Pacino. There's numerous similarities to The Hunt, including the name of it. And that's just so sick. And then the left says we're calling for violence when they're the, quote, anti-fascists funded by the most famous living fascist who worked directly for Hitler. You know him as George Soros. You cannot make up the magnitude of that. Jason in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how does it feel to be public enemy number one?
You know, I'm just promoting Americana and unity, so I get called a Nazi that needs to be silenced, and then they've got all these TV shows and movies saying I need to be murdered.
I think that there's a delicious irony to the fact that Sacha Baron Cohen is with the ADL calling for the arrest of the tech heads when they were complicit with InfoWars being deplatformed.
Yeah, I haven't played that clip yet when they gave Tim Cook the award for leading my deplatforming. Yeah, no, he's up there saying, purge Alex Jones and everybody like him. He said, this is just the beginning. He said, we want them totally destroyed. And then he said, we're going to arrest the tech heads if they don't submit to us. And people said, that's insane. That's not Sacha Baron Cohen. That's the people behind him. That's what they plan. And they've already gotten so much done. I'm just wondering how far this is going to go.
Well, they're attempted to run a roughshod over the silent minority, over the silent majority. But, you know, contained within that silent majority is a very pissed off minority. And InfoWars is a repeater. It is an amplifier for that silent majority so that we can get our ideas out there and we can show the American people and those patriots out there, one, that they're not alone. And two, that we see exactly what the enemy is doing. And three, that we have a plan on how to defeat him.
Keep landing on them, brother. That is what InfoWars is really a voice of the populist liberty movement. And the globalists want to shut us down so they can then speak for us and say horrible things in our name once they've stolen our identity. That's what censorship's really about, stealing the identity. That's why it's critical we stay on air so they can't steal our identity.
Well, they want to shut InfoWars down because InfoWars has been targeting and relentlessly hammering the enemy with the truth. We've been broadcasting that message out there to wake up all these individuals that really are falling for this nonsense that they're putting out there. And all of this narrative that they're putting out there against the president, against Americana, against freedom of choice and self-determination. And InfoWars has been a thorn in their side, and that's why they want to get rid of you. And that is exactly why InfoWars is not going to quit. We're going to support you. You have the support of all the listeners out there and all the patriots that are actively engaged in doing something in this fight.
Beautiful, brother. God bless you and keep it up. Yeah. This is advertising. That's what Hollywood's doing. When they put out all these movies and shows saying any Trump supporter, kill them, they're all Nazis. They're trying to get people to go out and start killing. And it's just so criminal. These people are psychotic. Hollywood is psychotic. It hates America. It's trying to take America down with it, and it's not going to happen. Thank you, sir. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, the Hunt was coming out a few months ago, and it was where the left kidnaps people wearing Make America Great Again hats, takes them out to a farm, and hunts them. Well, folks knew that was going to cause mass shootings, and so they didn't release the film. But now they've released Hunters, where anyone wearing Make America Great Again hats are really secretly Nazis and get hunted down and killed by Antifa. This is what Hollywood's pushing while running around saying, oh, we're not violent, we're not bad. Totally insane. What resembles the Nazis is the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the left in this country. And now we have Sacha Baron Cohen speaking for the ADL coming out and saying, arrest the heads of big tech if they don't give us total control over what they're doing. He says, it's only the beginning what's been done to Alex Jones. We want them totally destroyed. And the ADL's out there saying, fire Stephen Miller, saying he's a white supremacist. Totally insane. And you say, that doesn't make sense. Well, to the zombie followers, they believe that. Now, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center knows full well they're liars. And they look completely freaked out while they're up there saying it. I mean, they're being directed in order to do this. I shot a very important video. ADL launches hostile takeover against Silicon Valley Big Six. It's at NewsWars.com and Bandai Video. Please spread it. It's really an imperative emergency message to get it out there. Everything we do is important, but this is paramount. Because this is what the next phase is. And it has to be opposed, legally and lawfully. Because America is not the Nazis. And the First Amendment is not Nazi. People trying to destroy it are authoritarian and are closer to Nazis than anybody in this country. And are dangerous. The globalists are upset that Trump's in there, that they haven't fully brought the country down. And now they want a civil war, and they're pushing for one, and Trump sits there and allows this to take place when it's all illegal. That's Trump's greatest failing, is nothing's been done to stop this or to stand up against this. Oh, we're told on the 9th now. For sure, the Special General report comes out, and we're now hearing about FBI agents that falsified reports about Russia connections. Okay. I want to see indictments. I want to see them now. Because the groups creating this hate hoax are trying to ride it towards total control over communications in this country, and then a purge, close quote, imprisonment and purges of those that don't submit to the left's will. Sacha Baron Cohen, who made his money off of doing the most obscene stuff you can imagine in this free country, now says the ADL will decide, and they already run big tech. I have the articles. right here. We'll cover it bottom of the hour. We'll go back to your phone calls right now. But YouTube to censor controversial content, ADL on board for running the flagging. But that's not enough. Now he wants total control. We're going to your phone calls. Please don't forget that it's your financial support that keeps us on air, keeps the reporters on the ground. They don't want us here during 2020. We encounter globalist lies. They want us off the air so they can misrepresent what we've said and done. That's why staying on air is so critical, not just to get news stories out to expose the globalists, but so they can't steal our identity and use the captured logo of InfoWars to put out this info, which they're doing in movies and TV shows and everywhere. They know we're the populist movement. They know we really represent it as like a Roman standard, basically, and they want that standard captured. Because they know we're legitimate, we're good, we're loving, we care, we want to bring people together. That scares these monsters on the globalist left, funded by the Chi-Coms and others. A true alliance of evil. But of course a globalist takeover of the country is going to try to brand the resistance as Nazis. Because they know America doesn't like Nazis. And Hollywood is just totally complicit in this and will never recover from what they've done. The NFL has 40% less viewers. The Hollywood's falling apart. But Hollywood was just a means to an end, so it's being expended, it's being destroyed in an attempt to finally capture this country fully. It's all about power. Please remember that we have the big Black Friday specials running. We've had a lot of big specials this year, but this is the biggest yet with triple Patriot points, not just 5% as we normally do on your next purchase, or 10 with double, triple Patriot points, 15% off to begin with on your next purchase in your little account at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off on the very order you're making. A lot of stuff that was out of stock is back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is amazing. Vaso Beach is incredible. Super Silver Wound Gel is over the top. AM, PM, where you have to eat little pack for the morning and the nighttime, that is available as well. That's our biggest special. It's an amazing product. I'm doing it 75% off. That's at cost, because I want you to get it. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Ultra 12 is back in stock, 50% off. Krill Oil has been out for months, it's 50% off. Super Silver Skin Cream, the big tubes are back in stock, 25% off. Pollen Blocks back in stock, 50% off. Super Male Vitality at cost, that's back in stock. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste with the above sea coral calcium for remineralizing the teeth. And with the Silver Sol patented solution, it's new. People love it, 25% off. Chill Force back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun out of stock, now back 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. But let me tell you, a lot of other stuff's now back in stock. Bodies, 50% off. Protein bars, all of it. Survival Shield X2 and 3, 50% off. But we have the biggest sell ever. Even though we're going to sell out of it before Christmas and more doesn't come in until January, we have DNA Force Plus, 50% off with triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, clean, focused, amazing, mental stamina, nootropic. Our overall bestseller of the supplements. We sell more of that than anything. Don't make a lot of money on it. We sell it very close to cost, but it's our big loss leader. Other brands that are similar, $60 a piece, discounted at $40. Ours are normally $40, usually sell for about $25. Ladies and gentlemen, we're putting it in free with every order of DNA Force Plus. No excuse not to get that. If you love Brain Force Plus, well, here's a chance to get more of it for free. If you haven't tried it yet and like DNA Force, it's free with it. Take advantage of it. Massive sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls right now into the next segment and then right through the rest of the broadcast today. So much more to get into, but this is really a draconian time. And why is it that the screeching wicked left is so scared of us? Because they know, folks, that we're fighting the racism and the cultural division they're pushing. They know we're the real classical liberals. They're the vicious satanic left. We're exposing their pedophile rings. That's all coming down. So they're very scared, and they should be, because revelation of the truth is bringing them down. They are falling right now. They're hoping to start a violent civil war because we're intellectually winning. That's why we need to be nonviolent offensively, but protect ourselves as well, and be ready and be watching your back, because this is a very serious time. Let's go ahead and talk to Casey in Mississippi. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Well, when it comes to the ADL, I think people need to educate themselves on the history of this organization. And you can get a pretty good synopsis if you look at the Executive Intelligence Review from 1993 called The Ugly Truth About the ADL.
Yes, the LaRouche Group did a very good analysis of it. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, and that's not done from a racist perspective or anything. That's done, you know, from the LaRouche group that's a very diverse and good folks. That's why the enemy was so scared of them. And I remember reading that review a long time ago. Tell us what's in the review, and then we'll come back and have you speak a little bit more.
Well, you know, it gets into the history of Bernard Griffith as well. So, you know, I can see how a lot of people might get the feeling of anti-Semitism or whatever else you'd like to call it. But, you know, truth is truth. I don't prescribe to this anti-Jewish rhetoric or whatever else. But there are factions within all of, you know, all of different cultures, you know, that have these extremist groups that align. And they use the divide and conquer tactics. They divide us, you know, race. They divide us on our ideas. And as you pointed out, I mean, it's building to this ultimately the divide and conquer tactic that leads to the smart city, full on control grid type stuff. And we need to know the history of these organizations, you know, just.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're a big global corporate takeover with the Chi-Com's ally, and you want to take over America, you just go and you buy off the left-wing globalist Jewish group to say your opposition's Nazis, including the president. It's a total lie. It's true defamation. And it's terroristic to say we're going to arrest anybody who doesn't submit to us. I'm going to come right.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So those of us that are politically informed see the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, CNN, MSNBC, saying that Trump's a Nazi and Stephen Miller's a Nazi and Alex Jones is a Nazi and there's Nazis everywhere and Trump's killing children in cages. None of it's true. And we just go, that's insane. But the average zombie absolutely believes all of that, ladies and gentlemen. And then the ADL and others go out and give speeches and say, we want to arrest the big tech heads. They're not doing enough. And we want to just totally shut down Alex Jones. And we want to purge them. So there's your headline. The ADL is working with big tech to spy on Americans for coming purge. They want to arrest us, their words. They want to imprison us. They want to take our jobs, our bank accounts. I mean, this sounds like Hitler. That's what authoritarians do to groups they're targeting. And it's like a bad dream. I think I've got all these clips that I'd seen last year and this year that I never even played on air. Award ceremonies where the ADL gives awards to Tim Cook for taking me off the internet. And it's like hour-long speeches about how I'm evil. They'll go extremist Nazis and others like Jones. They go, and others like Jones. And they've tapped into what I do. They know who I am. They know damn well none of that's true. It's precisely because I don't want division and I'm a nationalist that they hate me, because people like me, Hispanics, blacks, white, old, young, Asian, Jewish, if you want freedom, I'm all for you. And I know there's diverse groups in every group. I refuse to be tricked by the ADL to hate Jews so the ADL gets more Jews that are scared running up underneath their wings. This is akin to declassified cases where early on Israel would bomb its own facilities in different parts of the world to get Jews to move to Israel. That doesn't mean that I'm against Israel itself. They had different administrations. Some groups did that, some didn't, just like we've had evil governments here. LBJ was a really evil guy. Trump, I don't think is. So I'm sophisticated. But I got to tell you, if you're Jewish particularly, you need to contact the ADL and tell them they need to stop in your name. Because they say they speak for you, saying they want to arrest big tech heads because they're not doing enough, like Mark Zuckerberg, when he's totally censoring everybody. And that they want to purge people. These are quotes. How would you like people saying, purge you? See, it's Sacha Baron Cohen that goes around saying, throw the Jew down the well so my country can be free. Hey, Sasha, you're not even from the U.S. Can't my country be free? Can't, you know, you're free to lie about me and say I'm a Nazi, buddy. But can I be on platforms to say you're a liar? No. Because Sasha doesn't like to play fair. Because Sasha is a creepy, evil person. Go back to Casey. You were bringing up from the LaRouche PAC's analysis of the ADL. And I remember reading that report. It was like a big, thick magazine. And everything I remember reading of that turned out to be true. They locked Lyndon LaRouche up because he was a real progressive trying to unify things and trying to have peace with Russia and China and others. And, of course, we never got that, did we? He just got put in prison for one credit card statement being wrong. They're trying to put me in prison right now, too.
Yes, sir. So I think that every American, you know, everybody in general needs to look up that that particular review there. Again, it's the Executive Intelligence Review. I believe it's from 1993, and it's called The Ugly Truth About the ADL. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot in there. There's a lot that even relates to the Civil War and then how, you know, groups like this had a hand in causing an uprising in our country before. So, you know, people need to educate themselves to understand what they're up against. The other part that I wanted to talk to you about today was the information you can find from Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander?
I believe so. And you can find the PDF on the, you can find the PDF for the intelligence review online as much as you can find the for Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars PDF. I suggest everybody download that and really look into it because, you know, they're using this technology. They're using it in such a way to also, it's not just the propaganda on TV. We're being wound up in multiple ways, and I just hope people can take the time to learn about it so they understand, again, what they're up against.
Very well said, sir. Thank you so much. All right, who's up next? Let's go ahead and talk to David, Indiana. Dave, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, it's really great to hear that, you know, you're talking about these kinds of issues. I know it's a very hot-button topic, but, I mean, this really is what it comes down to. Groups like the ADL have been using terms like anti-Semite as a weapon against their enemies. It used to be that an anti-Semite was someone that hated Jews, and now it really seems like it's turning into someone that Jews don't like. They've partnered with the D-Lab at the University of California in Berkeley, and they've created this online hate index, which was instrumental in getting your platform taken down. And they have a long history of collaboration with people like Jewish criminal Meyer Lansky and Mo Dalit. They actually awarded Mo Dalit the Torches of Liberty Award in 1982. And it's really, really scary to see what these people are doing. And there's a guy who's been writing about this for a very long time. His name is E. Michael Jones, and I think that you need to talk to him.
Well, I know this. I don't know who E. Michael Jones is. I sent a link to him the other day, like some writer. All I know is I just want to promote freedom, Americana, the Bill of Rights, and I don't try to get into this group or that group. But when you've got the ADL saying Stephen Miller is a white supremacist, all this crap, fire him in the New York Times, and lying about me and then giving people awards to take me off online. Now they're saying arrest the big tech heads, purge me. That's a quote. Purge. Purge. And just smiling like a demon up there. It's like, what the hell? I'm an American now cornered by people that want my guns, my kids, everything. And they insist on labeling me as a Nazi so they can dehumanize me. And it's just, it's nothing but a supremacist organization, a race-based supremacy organization that's literally bullying me and attacking me and then wanting me to attack them so they can say, oh, look, Jews, give us money. Look, see, they don't like it because you're Jewish, because this criminal group is representing Jews. It's disgusting. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is just as bad, and just and CNN, all of it. But particularly, it's right here in their own documents. The ADL is at the heart of, and now they want the NRA shut down, and now they want our bank accounts. And we have to stand up and say, Hollywood, all of this is insane. All these TV shows where conservatives are bad and groups go out and kill them. It's very, very dangerous, and it's craziness. It's crazy megalomania by the ADL, and it's not going to end well. It needs to stop right now. Because I'm not scared of the ADL. I'm scared for the ADL. I really am, because this is extremely dangerous. And when push comes to shove, ladies and gentlemen, America's not going to roll over like 1917 Russia to take it in the keister. It's not going to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Zach Voorhees has been called by other engineers that have gone public the biggest whistleblower ever from Google. And I remember when he was here, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, he was getting into the fact that the ADL is right at the heart of the censorship push, actually inside Google, spying on what you do. And they got caught breaking in police stations back in the 80s and 90s. They got in a lot of trouble. They lost a bunch of big $10 million lawsuits, calling people Nazis that weren't. But now, through puppet organizations and things, they've basically launched this whole big push to call Trump a Nazi, myself a Nazi, to produce all these TV shows and movies like The Hunt, or now The Hunters, where you hunt down the Trump supporters and kill them because they're all Nazis. I mean, the Nazis were loser, weirdo, crazy people, and that were from Germany and got their ass kicked by America. I'm not accepting this identity the ADL's putting on me. And groveling on the ground here. I'm a classical liberal. That doesn't mean a modern liberal. I believe in America. And so Zach Voorhees is here with us. He heard me talking about this and said, hey, I'm trying to get to town a month ago. He couldn't do it. But he said, hey, I'd like to come to town now and speak about this. We have loaded phones. We'll take your calls right into the fourth hour as well today. But you have to understand something. Sacha Baron Cohen admittedly was reading off a teleprompter. These are things the ADL has said. It's also what's in the documents. But to have him saying last Thursday, I didn't learn about it until Friday, at their big event, that we're going to arrest the big six tech heads if they don't do exactly what we say, he tells them. I mean, it's very authoritarian. People overuse Hitler. This was very Hitlerian. You're going to do what we say or we're going to arrest you. And then he went on to say we're going to purge off the Internet these people, and he said Trump, he said Breitbart, Alex Jones, and then they're in the New York Times that very day saying purge Stephen Miller. He's a white supremacist. Give me a break. He's a conservative Jewish guy that loves America and is trying to unify us around America. So it really sounds like the ADL really goes after Prager and Miller, Jews that don't, I guess, nationalist or right-wing Jews, great people, also seems to be folks they don't like. I know they don't like Levin and others on Fox. So everybody knows I'm not against Jews. Jews are diverse groups. But the ADL, it's a very nasty organization, again, founded to protect a pedophile, protected and founded to protect the Jewish mafia. And they've made it their mission to, quote, purge me. So they're saying, purge me, that means destroy me, pogrom, like Hitler did to Jews. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to play the part of Hitler, and I'm not here for you to destroy me just because you're Hillary lost. So, Zach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me back on your show.
So what do you make of this massive escalation?
Well, I saw this coming a long time ago. I saw that Google had partnered with the ADL in order to create an online hate index where they would go through and identify all the different places on the Internet that were contributing to hateful speech. And, you know, what they think is hateful speech are things like 9/11 truth. They think that white rights are, you know, places where hate fosters. And so
if you say, no, I'm not inherently bad because I'm white, they call that hate.
Right. Well, they say,
I mean, they're literally saying white people are bad.
I mean, and look at the campaign of it's okay to be white. And they're saying we got to get rid of this dangerous, like, hate speech. And it's just like being okay to be white is your classification of hate speech.
Would you call yourself like a classical liberal? I mean, liberals are like for speech and everybody's good. And you don't judge people by their race. They're saying, no, no, no. White Anglo-Saxons are the devil.
Yes.
Well, BS, you damn Nazi. That's Nazi-like to say a group is inherently bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeez, I mean, what the hell's going on here?
I mean, you know, they're saying that there's a bunch of neo-Nazis that they're in America and that they're about to rise up. Like, let me just paint about how ridiculous this is. Think if Putin was saying we need to stop the neo-Confederate movement in Russia, right? Like, you think Russia might be, you know, taken over by neo-Confederates? And this is what they're trying to say in America, is that we're going to be taken over by neo-Nazis, that a German political party a century ago is on the verge of taking over America. And it's just like, I've seen these signs in San Francisco that have been warning about this neo-Nazi takeover. Where are these people?
Well, what happens is when you get to university, you're 18, they literally scare you. There's Nazis on campus. They did it to Candace Owens to make you scared, to put you into a cult.
Yeah, yeah. It's just fear and division that they're trying.
And there's Sacha Baron Cohen up there reading off the teleprompter, and it says behind him, you know, never is now. So never again. They're saying the Holocaust is now. Yeah, of American rights at the hands of the ADL. Yes, it's true. You're the Nazis. I'm the Jew. Leave me the hell alone, me, you crazy people. Stop calling Stephen Miller a Nazi. Stop calling Trump one, you crazy loons. You evil, evil people. What the hell is your problem? That's insane.
You know, whenever they talk about Holocaust denial, I always wonder, are they talking about the Armenian Holocaust, which the ADL denied until like 2016? Are they talking about the Holodomor?
Nobody serious denies that Hitler didn't kill a bunch of Jews and was bad. I mean, this is insane. What the hell? We beat the frickin' Nazis. Stop calling me a Nazi, you dirty liars. God, I'm getting pissed, man. And I saw one of these guys going, oh, Jones's grandfathers didn't almost die in World War II. He's like just denying America went to war in World War II. You're the deniers.
Yeah. Alex, can I trigger you, actually? I've got a video I want to show.
You're denying that America kicked the Nazis' ass. You live in the past because you love Hitler. You love the attention against you. Go ahead.
I would love to trigger you with a video that was pushed by the ADL talking about the online hate index. And this is clearly illustrative of what they want to do to the Internet.
We're going to get to that clip next segment, I promise. But I want to play these first, okay?
Okay.
I know you got a bunch of stuff. I haven't seen what you're going to play. I don't know. And I'm not going to pre-approve it. I just want to get to my clips because we'll never get to them. Here is Sacha Baron Cohen reading off the teleprompter saying purge. Let's play the purge clip.
There is such a thing as objective truth. Facts do exist. And if these internet companies really want to make a difference,
they come out of his butt.
They should hire enough monitors to actually monitor. Work closely with groups like the ADL and the NAACP.
Hire him.
Insist on facts and purge these lies and conspiracies from their platforms.
By the way, NewsGuard has hired the ADL, and they're allowed to go into your private accounts when you have accounts with Microsoft and read what you're saying. They admit this. So the ADL is in your computer. Hell, who needs the NSA when you've got Sacha Baron Cohen in there making sure you're a good person? Let's go to the next clip. Here he is saying arrest the big tech heads if they don't fully submit to him. So hiring a bunch of ADL to run things isn't enough. Here it is.
And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies, you already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our election.
That's not true.
You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again and you go to jail.
Fund ISIS again, Israel. You go to jail. It's the same BS, blaming big tech. Big tech under Hillary launched the Arab Spring. Let's play a little bit of the award ceremony of the ADL. Last December, with Tim Cook, with him going, oh, thanks for getting Alex Jones, who's such a hero. Purge him. Here.
Uses ambiguous terms and phrases like good judgment and the innate desire to separate right from wrong, without actually giving right and wrong any clear definition.
My friends, if we can't be clear on moral questions like these, then we've got big problems.
Sure, Tim. Clarity is absolutely needed for us to understand why you think viewpoint discrimination is actually a good thing. The trouble is, every time we ask you, you give unclear answers like this one.
Why? Because it's the right thing to do.
It's the same type of answer you gave that Vice reporter, too.
But at what point were you like, okay, that's it, Alex Jones has to go?
I don't want to get into a singular kind of event, but I think there's enough there that reasonable people could agree that if you're going to curate, that should be all.
You know, reasonable people who understand the difference between right and wrong. The trouble is, every single injustice committed in human history was done by people who viewed themselves as reasonable in pursuit of a greater good. Take your pick in the lottery of human injustice, from the communist breadlines to the fascist concentration camps. The people behind these atrocities believed they were good and reasonable.
That's Matt Christian said. He's going to get to the part where they give him the award, and we're going to get back to Zach Voorhees, the clip he wants to play.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I know we've got loaded phones with James and Chase and Carlos and Andy and Jefferson and Phil and Dee. We'll get to all of you pretty quick, and then we'll get into all these clips and the analysis that Zach Voorhees, who's really smart, former Google insider, is going to lay out for us. But the reason this is so big is the ADL is right at the center of big tech inside, interfaced. That's confirmed. That's not the... a denied spying on what you're doing. And Microsoft has hired them and others. And it'd be one thing if they were spying on Nazis illegally. That'd be illegal and I'd be against it. They're doing it to everybody and then calling us Nazis. And it's so dangerous. It's so crazy. And it's going to piss a lot of people off. And I've let it run down my back like a duck when they do all of this. But I want to go back to the clip with that reporter breaking down last December. I never even talked about this at the time. When the ADL gave an award to Tim Cook for censoring yours truly. Let's play a few more minutes of that.
Anti-Defamation League, organized around combating hate symbols like Pepe the Frog, making sure your Starbucks coffee is neither too hot nor too racist until they get kicked out for being pro-Israel and pro-cop, and lecturing other Jews about what Jew jokes they're allowed to make, if any. Yes, that ADL gave Tim Cook recognition for his fantastic and supposedly humanitarian work against the fundamental human right of free speech.
But Apple's a private company.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying Apple must host InfoWars. I'm just saying I don't accept the idea that censorship efforts are moral, virtuous, or heroic. Anyway, this thing is called the Courage Against Hate Award, the first of its kind from the ADL. Though I'm surprised they didn't give themselves the award for their own courage against hate, disabling the ratings and comments on the video of the presentation. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt introduces Tim Cook, specifically praising him for banning Alex Jones off of Apple platforms.
Apple was the first company to remove Alex Jones's hateful, anti-government conspiratorial rants from their platform.
As well as standing up to racism.
When he saw racism, he told his employees that he would not stand for it. Racism does not represent our values, he said.
Discrimination based on race doesn't represent our values. We much prefer discrimination based on viewpoint.
Tim has advocated for equal treatment for all.
Yeah, except for Alex Jones, who doesn't count in the definition of all, because we disagree with him.
I'm incredibly excited about our next speaker, who I know will not only add spark to our conversation, I am certain he will inspire us.
Well, thank God. If there's one person who could actually make Tim Cook look like an exciting spark, it's this dude. The major quote from Tim that's getting a lot of play is this one. He says that his company has a moral obligation to combat so-called hate, and to ignore that obligation would be sinful.
I believe the most sacred thing that each of us is given is our judgment, our morality, our own innate desire to separate right from wrong. Choosing to set that responsibility aside at a moment of trial is a sin.
Setting aside the implied idea that political censorship is righteous, I disagree fully. I think that efforts to silence viewpoints you don't like are one of the most fundamentally unjust aggressions you can take against your fellow man. But beyond that, what's frustrating is Tim Cook has no coherent explanation for what this moral imperative he's describing actually means. He just uses ambiguous terms and phrases like good judgment and the innate desire to separate right from wrong.
Let's stop there. I'm really impressed, and I meant to get this guy on. I learned about him over 2 years ago, Matt Christensen. And he wasn't even going to be a public speaker until he was going to Evergreen College. And he just saw the incredible brainwashing and tyranny. And they were teaching him that whites were inherently of the devil. And he's a white liberal. And he's like, that's really racist and crazy. I mean, it's the hijacking of true liberalism, Thomas Jefferson ideas that the authoritarian left fears and wants to get rid of. It's simply insane. So I'm going to get back to our guests and your calls. It's just that Tim Cook, the Communist Party of China, going back 5 years ago, would say, if you just pay people a dollar a day more, they won't have their kids living on the street. They chain them up to power poles outside Foxconn, and they won't have suicide nets and 18-hour work days. Just pay them a dollar a day more, and we'll give you a better contract. So the Communists asked Apple to be nicer, and they said no. So I said, you know, just because Tim Cook lisps and is gay doesn't mean he gets to be a monster. But he's all about the moralness. Oh, the moral. Here, let me talk to him. Oh, the most sacred thing is the moralness. I don't care that Tim Cook likes guys. It's that the fake act of, because he has sex with dudes, now he can run death camps in China and go to the ADL and get sickening awards. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, he's coming in there and saying that they're going to deplatform a certain group based upon their identitarianism. And people are applauding that. And it's just like, how can they not see that this is a Trojan horse? Like, they ban you, Alex. Who else is going to be?
And now, that was a year ago. It's everywhere.
Now it's everywhere.
I just don't know how Trump and them go, oh, it's a private company. That was a year ago's argument. It's not. It's organized groups coming in combines, bullying and harassing and deplatforming people, and then getting them fired from their jobs. I mean, Michelle Malkin said she supports free speech on campuses, so she was fired by her right-wing group. And then they called her a white supremacist. She's an Asian woman married to a Jew. This is insane.
Yeah, and slandering people that aren't even white as white supremacists. And it's just
all because they go, white people aren't bad.
Yeah, or we should have the freedom of speech.
And you were saying this was a few years ago inside Google. What pissed you off was just seeing clear racism by the left.
Yeah, absolutely. Like they're implementing racist hiring practices in order to just try to create an equitable state in the company. Like, how is that not communism? And, you know, we should be hiring people by their merits and by their skill. We should not have race as a factor.
Well, that's what I do. I don't need to be told. I mean, I hire whoever does a good job.
Right, because you're a decent American.
Well, just because I want to run things well. I don't even think about what color they are.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is,
I say about the left, though, all they see is color.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you know, they would make Martin Luther King turn in his grave. Where we're now judging people based on the color of their skin and not the content of their their character.
And now they're saying, purge those that don't submit to us, arrest the heads of big tech. I mean, this is flaming authoritarianism. Why do you think they're getting to this point?
Honestly, I think that they're trying to, I think it's a coup. I honestly think, I mean, I was in, you know, Google, I didn't...
Over all of America. I mean, that's it. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to take your speech. We're going to take your property. I mean, that's concentration camps.
Right. Like, political correctness always precedes, like, a mass genocide. Like, you see it in Russia. You see it in China.
Leftists have killed roughly 10 times what right-wingers have.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is what they do. They're following a formula. They intend to lock us up.
Which is why we need to oppose this with every living fiber of our body and reverse it. Because the thing is that you think that it's coming in to like protect a minority class. No, it's a Trojan horse for implementing a genocidal like regime that's going to come in. Because if you can't talk and say, you know, the things that are really on your mind, then what they're going to do is they're going to take away your livelihood. They're going to deplatform you. And then they're going.
But I mean, it's blowing up in their face. Why call Trump a Nazi? It's not true. And people know that's not true.
They need to stop Trump because of what's happening with Epstein. That's what I think. I think that when Epstein comes out, that the full nature of what he was doing to blackmail politicians, influencers, celebrities.
Well, the ADL was started when a guy was kidnapping kids and delivering them around and killed his 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
So that's the specialty from the start has been to cover up.
They formed in order to protect this criminal. And I'm noticing right now that Barry Krischer, the guy who got Jeffrey Epstein off from sex with minors and prostitution, he was given the ADL's Jury Prudence Award. And it's just like, why are they covering for this prosecutor?
Well, what's happening is the ADL's been sitting back with the Southern Poverty Law Center on the left and seeing what they can get away with. And they've gotten away with so much and all this bullying that they think they can now say we're going to arrest everybody. And I'm just sorry, that's not going to happen. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to let.
Well, you know what the next move is? They're going to false flag themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, that's their game plan.
That's the game plan.
Yeah.
So they don't want me on air when it happens because they want to. I just can't believe it. I just cannot believe the country's come to this.
I mean, the good thing is that, you know, if someone's pushing a projected consensus, then the way to break the spell is to just, you just need a minority of people to say the truth.
To call it out and say this is, that's why they want us off air, is because the lie can't be challenged by the truth.
Right. It has to be unopposed. You can't have anybody else actually pushing out the truth because the truth is viral.
Well, it's like them saying men can have babies and all this. It's meant to make you just accept. And then an Asian woman who's pro-Israel, married to a Jew, says, I believe campuses should have free speech, and she's fired and called a Nazi by conservative groups. That is crazy town. And it's going to have the byproduct of making a bunch of people turn into what the ADL is saying they are, which is what the ADL wants, because then when there's pushback to Jews in general, all that money will flood into the ADL. The ADL is setting Jews up for persecution, just like they did in World War II. They worked with Hitler.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.